So St. Paul talks a little bit about this sort of mysterious wisdom, this wisdom that is not of the world, but it's in us, and it's given to us in the Spirit of God, and it's always there. And this is really interesting because let's start with the introit that the choir sang today. This is a hymn from it's a psalm, and it's from Babylon. The people are in the Babylonian captivity, and the people of Babylon are saying, "Hey, sing one of them good songs you all know," right? And they're like, "How can we do that? We're not in our home, Jerusalem, our holy city, our temple. All of it's gone. What are we going to do? How can we sing?" That's the way that is, right? So, but the thing about that is that those folks in Babylon did get to return to Jerusalem, right? You might remember they went off Babylon. The Babylonians swarmed in. They took everybody out and they put them in exile. And then Cyrus of Persia, who is actually called the Anointed One, comes and defeats Babylon and says, "Y'all go back home." Isn't that amazing? I mean, historically, that's just an amazing thing that a conquering king would say, "Y'all go back home." Well, yeah, he was from southern Persia, you know. Y'all. right? That's an amazing thing. But, and they get to go back home. And then so all of those beautiful psalms and all the things that happened in Babylon, they are preserved, right? And we have this. And it's just an amazing thing. And part of what Jesus is talking about in terms of the law, the Torah, is developed in Babylon. And they bring these beautiful things back, right? And because they know that's in Babylon, they developed these ways of living that kept them distinct, that kept them reminding themselves of the faithful promises of God, which is what Torah actually is. It is the content, the thing that brings the promise of God to us. So we Lutherans have gotten this whole thing about the law's no good and the law's this and the law's that. Okay, let's just leave that alone for a minute. The Torah is God's gift through which he gives the covenant, the promises of God. Okay, so let's just think of it, the law is in that way. Okay, the sin that Jesus is talking about that he so respects that not one dotted I or crossed T is going to be omitted. Okay, now hold on to that for a second. There was another captivity, which was earlier than the Babylonian captivity. It's when the Assyrians came and they took over the northern kingdom, which was 10 tribes. And these are called the lost tribes because the Assyrians, they took these people away and they never were seen again. We don't hear anything more about them. Okay? That's why they're called the lost tribes. There's no Cyrus of Persia coming to rescue them to bring them home. None of that. Okay, so we don't know. But here's what the rabbis say about this. That even though the lost tribes were lost, Torah was in them. Right? It was in them. And they lived it. And they said, they became like salt for the earth. They became light to the world. Even though after generations, they didn't know where they were from. So you imagine, like somebody in some town, a small town in Washington State, right? This person thinks that he's from New Jersey, but he's from the tribe of Asher, right? One of the 12 tribes, his descendants. And imagine that in this little town, there's somebody that wanders in who's not from there and looks a little seedy and he looks a little bit strange and he doesn't belong there. And everybody in town is like, "This person doesn't belong here." And they're kind of nervous and they're kind of afraid. And in this person's heart is this thing going on and saying, "Well, wait a minute. That guy's, he needs help." And so goes to them and invites them into his house. And all the people in the town are going, "What in the world has gotten into you, man?" And he says, "Well, everybody's from somewhere, and I think we're supposed to take care of people who don't have a place, aren't we?" What he's saying really is he's from the tribe of Asher, and he remembers this. "A wandering Aramean was my father." And he went down to Egypt, though he was they were small, and they became a great nation until the Pharaoh oppressed them. And then God, with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, delivered them out of their oppression and brought them to the land. He didn't know all that. He didn't have all that. But he had it. He didn't have it in his head. He didn't know it. He didn't remember it. But he had it right here. And he lived the Torah and became a light to the world by inviting this person into his home, by taking care of people when they are oppressed, when they are down, feeding them when they're hungry, just as we got from Isaiah today, right? So it's in them. That's what the rabbis understand. Some of the rabbis argue that that's what the lost tribes did. They went out and they became salt for the earth. They became light in ways they never knew and never know. Isn't that beautiful? And that's what Jesus is saying. I think it's really cool because that's what Jesus, I think, is doing in this text. When he says, let your light so shine that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You people have this light in you. You don't even know you have it. But it's in there. And I don't think he's saying, you guys, stop. He's not asking you to get out there and let your light shine in this way. I think what he's saying is, let your light shine in the same way that God, when God created the heavens, what was the first word that God said? The first sentence God said in creation?
Let there be light.
Let there be light. And there was light. Right? Remember that whole thing about word and thing are the same word in Hebrew, davar, right? He speaks it, it comes into existence. And I think Jesus is doing the same thing with the people that he's preaching to, that is to say, you all. Let there be light in you. Let that light shine. Poof. And it shines. It isn't like we have to build up this great moral thing. We already have it in us. It's in us. It has been given to us in holy baptism. It has been given to us in Holy Eucharist. It has been given to us in sacred word and in worship. It's in us. And sometimes God just says, let that thing shine. Poof. And there it is. And you might not even have said, okay, I will. And it just does. So I'm going to give you an example of this. So several days ago, I had a conversation with Becky Lorman, who was a pastor down in San Diego. She was an intern here. And her congregation, along with Marcus is her husband, and they both have congregations in San Diego. And with a third congregation, Episcopalian congregation, they've been going through this training to receive immigrants, okay, to receive a family. All right, and they've been through all this training. There's 30 people in this group of people that are committed to doing this immigrant welcome. And they're shooting for, like, late spring. And they're shooting for late spring because Marcus and Becky are about to have a baby. And they're not going to be available. They're going to take some time off. So they're not going to be available to lead this whole process of welcoming an immigrant, right? On top of that, they have committed to having this wandering homeless shelter, and their churches have each committed to 2 weeks of housing the shelter. So they're going to have a church full of homeless people for 2 weeks at a time. And so it's just, they're waiting for this. They're waiting for all that to get done so that they can receive this immigrant family and immigrant family. They don't know who. All right. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. All right. So Becky receives a call from Lutheran Immigration and Naturalization Service saying, we have a family from Afghanistan, a husband, wife, and a child. Could you take them this week? And Becky, with her usual style, says, lady, are you nuts? She said to me, she didn't really say that. It didn't come out of her mouth. That was what was in her head. And I said, way to go. Good job. And she said, but what she did say was, I'm going to have to talk to my people because we've got all this stuff going on, right? So she goes to the people, to the, her congregation, and she says, hey, listen, we're being asked to take an immigrant family this week. And she knows that they're not, I mean, you know, they got their plates full. They've got all this stuff going on. Becky and Marcus are leaving. Their pastor's not going to be there. All this stuff. And so she's expecting them to say, oh, no. And she go, and they go, well, yeah, we're ready. And Becky goes, no, wait, no. I'm not going to be here. I'm having a, you know, she's standing there pregnant in front of them. I'm going to have a baby. And Marcus is taking time off from his church. And you've got this homeless shelter for 2 weeks. And they're like, okay, yeah. Well, we're all going to be here feeding the homeless anyway. What's a couple more mouths to feed? We're all going to be here. We'll gather up and we'll just fold them right in. No problem. No problem, Pastor. It's like, oh, let your light so shine. It's one of those events when Jesus just goes, all right, congregation, poof, let your light shine. And there it is. Right? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that how it works? I mean, it's just like sometimes you just go, yes. And it's that Jesus is talking about. Let that light shine. And it shines. And it is so cool because when that lost, member of the tribe of Asher, he's hearkening back to this thing about Abraham, a wandering Aramean was my father, right? And Jesus is hearkening back even further, back to creation itself. This light that was placed in you at creation, this light that was created by God, very first cracker out of the box, light, and it's in us. And oh, isn't it amazing? And not only that, there are times when we go, when Jesus says, "Let that light shine," and we go, "No." No. Right? There are times when that happens too.
Sure.
Right? And then we get to know the promise of a Savior, of Jesus, the forgiving one, who's like, oh, you didn't? No? Really? Shine. No. All right. All right. Dear child, you are beloved. Fear not. And if you didn't shine that time, it's okay. I'll circle back to you later. We are constantly being given this opportunity, this invitation to be the light of the world. Don't put weight on yourself thinking, this is what I got to do. But rather, think about, what a gift, this light. What a gift. And when it shines in me, thanks be to God. And when I see it in others, thanks be to God. Let there be light.